Thank you for taking a little bit of time.
No problem.
Talk to us a little bit about the RIDM Festival.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that my first question, so even though that this year's festival will be online inside of a virtual platform, what would you tell festival goers or audience members who have always been around to this festival of what they can expect from this year's edition and how we'll continue the festival's guideline and mandate?
Mm-hmm. This year was a year of challenges for many festivals. And I think the main challenge is to try and conceive a virtual edition that is not a copy-paste of the physical edition, because there is no way you can have a virtual Q&A which is as dynamic and organic as a physical one. So what we did was trying to reimagine the festival so we could have new ways of communicating, new ways of creating dialogue, and presenting films. So in terms of the festival, it means that the festival will run for 3 weeks instead of 10 days. It's going to be available all through Quebec. It's going to be online. And we tried to think of a concept that would be very accessible. Accessible in two ways. One, which is that running over 3 weeks gives people more time to watch the films, because we know that watching films from home is not the same thing as attending a festival in which you make your schedule, you commit, you watch 5 films a day. No one does that at home, really. So 3 weeks, it's a way of telling people, you know, you have time. At the same time, the films themselves, they are available over 7 days. So it's like 3 periods for the same reason, which is you have time, but not that much. So you should still, you know, watch the films as they are here. You have 7 days. And the other concept around accessibility is that it's kind of, it's a festival that will be cheap, meaning that you can have access to the whole festival for $70. And the festival is entirely separated in 8 sections. Each section has about 12 films, and they're available individually for $15. So it's like $15 for 11 films. We thought about the fact that many people this year are already like members of, you know, multiple platforms. So asking people to spend huge amounts of money to watch, you know, a surplus of content online might be a bit too much. So what we did is, instead of trying to sell the films individually, like we usually do for like individual screenings, we're putting them together. So it's all based on the section concept. So each section has a specific title that should guide the viewers, such as, for example, the first week we have Disrupting History, which is 11 films that use archival material or are working with official histories, trying to rewrite the way history has been taught. We have Exploring Nature, which is kind of self-explanatory, and Seeking Communities, so films about the workings of politics, or who have like a social or like sociological background to them. So that's the way we're going to do it. And other than the films, what we're trying to do is we won't have necessarily individual Q&As.
Okay.
We will have dialogues between filmmakers. So it's the same concept. So instead of trying to do a Q&A like we do usually for an individual film, we are bringing filmmakers together so they can discuss. And it's kind of a two-way signal. One is that we wanted the filmmakers to be able to meet each other in this kind of virtual year.
Yeah.
The second idea is that, same thing, like films shouldn't be considered as, you know, by themselves, but in relationship with other films.
Relationship with the thematics of the week. So that leads me to my second question. So this year's festival, it developed its own thematic week by week. So how was this idea conceived?
How was it conceived?
Yeah.
We decided very early on that the festival should be divided by thematic sections. So it would be easier to understand what we're trying to do. And then the sections themselves, they were decided once we watched the films, because there is just, for example, exploring nature, which is a section that seems to be about environmental issues in documentaries. It's a section that we rarely have at the festival, this kind of section, because usually we don't want to, we can't create a section called Exploring Nature before we've watched enough films to make sure that we have something to put in this section and that we don't have like two good films and then we're trying to fill out the rest of the section with whatever we've seen. That being said, the content of the sections themselves is very heteroclite. Most of them, like for example, Exploring Nature, you will find something that is more directly related to the environment, such as Magnitude of All Things. It's a Canadian film about the environment, but you will also find experimental films. You will also find films about animals. There is a film about two dogs in Istanbul. There are like experimental short films. So it's kind of a bunch of different approaches.
Okay. And you talked a little bit about this at the very beginning, but you were talking or alluding to the other activities besides the films that will be available at this year's festival, including trying to connect the film directors with other film directors inside this section. So maybe you can explain a little bit about the other activities besides the films that will be happening this year.
Yeah, there will be mainly three kinds of activities besides the films. One, which is a series of roundtables about more like general subjects. Mm-hmm. So, for example, there is a roundtable about the issues of diversity in Francophone documentaries. There is a roundtable around the state of things surrounding interactive and or VR cinema and VR documentaries. There is one about the challenges of production in theater and documentary production, for example. So those are like general roundtables. There are three of them. And then there will be about, so far, like more than 10 discussions between filmmakers. And every time it's a discussion between two films. So it's sometimes there are films that are part of the same section. Sometimes they might be part of different sections. So there will be around 10, maybe more, discussions like that, video discussions, online discussions.
Will audience members online be able to have the opportunity to do questions and answers with some of the directors this year, or is that
not really? What we're going to do is everything is pre-recorded.
Okay.
For two reasons. One main reason, which is technical.
Mm-hmm.
We want to avoid, you know, having any kind of technical bug. And if we do things live, it's kind of tricky.
Yeah.
And the other thing is those recordings will be available first on Facebook Live.
Oh.
So if audience members want to ask questions, what we'll do is we'll make sure that the filmmakers or like the RIDM team will be present during the Facebook Live, so questions can be answered.
Can it be like that?
So it's kind of a two-way
chat component. Cool.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that I've asked many festival organizers this year this question that we're living in. So this year's festival is an online virtual component. If it is a success for you guys this mm-hmm. year, do you see yourself inside of future editions of the festival implementing it inside of future editions alongside the theater component?
Yes, I think any festival should consider that. it will probably, let's be honest, it will probably be a part of festivals from now on. I think no one wants to make it 100% virtual, simply because the essence of a festival remains meeting people in person, having, you know, personal exchanges. So that won't change. And we see how much we miss that this year. That being said, the simple fact of being available outside of downtown Montreal is a plus. I don't think any festival can pretend to be able to reach out this year, you know, as much as we would like to, because all of us were all like Montreal-based film festivals. So no matter how big the audience might be, whether it's Fantasia or FNC, we know that, you know, there is a lot of work to be done to be able to, it's not because you're accessible in New Brunswick or in, you know, Chicoutimi that you'll have that many people, year one, following you from Chicoutimi. That being said, it's something that should be part of the festivals, yes, as like an extra component.
Exactly. So I can tell the audience members that they can find out more information about this year's RIDM Festival at RIDM.ca. It runs from November the 12th to December the 2nd.
Mm-hmm.
The 12th to the 18th of November is Disrupting History, Exploring Nature, and Seeking Communities.
Yep.
The 19th of November to the 25th, it's Contemplating Dystopia, Becoming Oneself, and Challenging Power, which I'm very interested in seeing, as we live now inside of a time that we could be challenging power inside the near future. And from November 26th to December 2nd, it's Redefining Intimacy and Surviving Violence. So those are the thematics of each week's RIDM Festival.
Yes.
So we normally like to end our interview with a fun question, and we perplex this one to you. What has been one of your favorite films that you have seen this year? It can be an old or a new movie, maybe a movie from the festival itself.
You mean it can be a movie from anywhere?
Anywhere. Old and new, one that stuck with you this year.
There are a few. One that stuck with me, it's something that I'm always interested in, is discovering new filmmakers.
Okay.
Like, for example, this year, I think we have about 18 first features. So it's and it's something that's always interesting to discover, like a new talent or like a new vision. One this year that was very interesting, for example, was a film called Night Shot from Chile. It's a young Chilean filmmaker, and she made a movie about her surviving her rape. It's a very dark yet extremely creative film, and it's like using the language of cinema and using this kind of personal journal to find ways of coping with violence. So that's a movie that's stuck with me this year, for example. It's not the only one, but like if I think of one, yeah.
Well, thank you very much for your time today.
No problem. Thank you.
Thank you for the time for the interview today. Okay. Take care.
Thank you. You too.